Justin Fluke joined by Coach Perry Smith as we talk D-West girls basketball. The Lady Mustangs are 10-4 on the season and 6-2 in the Twin Valley League with two pretty convincing wins last Friday and last night, beating Blue Valley Randolph and Axtell by similar scores, 55-24 and 58-25. So less superior opponents, Coach, but your team was able to go out, execute, and pick up a couple convincing victories. Do you feel like you got better and made progress or some strides here through these last couple fairly easy wins, as it turned out?
You know, I think we did. I think last night, and the first quarter last night, and in the first quarter against Blue Valley, I thought we were really efficient offensively. I think on both of them, you know, stat-wise, I think we had an assist on almost every bucket we made in them quarters, and that's always a stat that I look at against, you know, teams where you maybe don't play a full game with your varsity girls, where you kind of mix it up, and so I was really pleased with that, so we've seen some good things. Hopefully that continues to carry on, but the efficiency at which we played in the first quarters of each game offensively, I was really pleased with.
Mentioned, you know, scoring quite a bit of points and the offense executing pretty well. Any individuals that stepped up with some bigger games here in these last couple, or are you just getting a little bit more balance and depth?
Well, you know, we play six girls a lot of minutes, and all six of them have led us in scoring at some point during the year, and all six can lead us in scoring at any time. I mean, we're really pretty balanced. I thought the last two games, Melina Wettstein has probably been as good as she's been in, you know, her previous 2 years. She's just a sophomore, so she's got a high ceiling ahead of her, but she has been really playing well offensively, letting the game come to her more, maybe not forcing as much stuff as she did earlier on. And last night, I think she had six or seven assists, and that's playing about half a game. So we've been, you know, I thought she's really coming on for us, and we need her to. But at the same time, you know, we any of them six, you know, Moo Wettstein, Claire Cole, Kyra Johnson, Avery Weathersby, Sydney Smith, Jaden Taylor, any of them could lead us in scoring any night and have already. So we're balanced, and hopefully we can continue to be that way.
I know previously you've been, you know, pretty effective at getting some offense from your defense as well. Is your defense where you want it to be, especially in terms of being able to put some pressure on teams and create some turnovers?
We're still the same team in that. I mean, we always want to we try to make it a full court game at all times and press and do that. It is. We're a little different probably than what we were a year ago because we're not playing 10 or 11 girls. We're playing
right.
Six. So maybe trying to pick and choose a little bit more when we press and when we don't. But we're getting better there. We're getting better there. Defense for us is always a work in progress. It's never where I want it to be or where I feel it should be. But we are getting better. And in this Twin Valley, it's a grind every night. And we've got some really good teams coming up, that'll hopefully allow us to see where we are. And we want to make sure we're getting better and getting to the point of peaking at the right time. And we've kind of done that the last couple of years, and hopefully we do it again this year.
Long road trip at Clifton Clyde on Friday night and then at Onega next Tuesday. Best of luck in those upcoming games, Coach, and we'll chat again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you, Justin.
Perry Smith, head coach of the Mustangs. We'll talk D-West boys basketball after this break.